RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Okay, raise your hand right now if you're having little relationship issues and you want to know how to be able to heal and nurture a relationship. Yeah, just what I thought. Everyone's hand went up. Oh my gosh, this is always such a big problem. We have a really fascinating expert today who's going to give us a nuance on this whole issue of healing and nurturing relationships. We have with us Chandresh Barjwa, and he is a spiritual teacher, founder of the Break the Norms movement, and author of Break the Norms, Questioning Everything You Think You Know About God and Truth, Life and Death, Love and Sex. That kind of covers it all. And this is book was published in 2016, so it's a real recent publication. And wow, drawing upon ancient Eastern traditions of healing, meditation, and transformation. Chandresh, welcome to Her Radio. So, what are the most common reasons people come to you with relationship problems?
I think the most common reasons that people, you know, come up with are feeling insecure or being controlled in a relationship or loneliness after the relationship is over, the heartache, you know, when the relationship is over. These are the most common occurrence, I believe.
Okay. And how do you know when you could really heal a relationship or not? In other words, do you know sort of almost instantly that, boy, this is never going to work? Or what do you do? How do you assess that?
So, you know, relationship consists of people, right? I feel relationship, it's not that relationship that fails. It's the people, you know, who fail or succeed in making that relationship work. So and what you see on the relationship, it's just a symptom of what's really inside us. So when anyone comes to me with a relationship problem, I access their mindset, I access their awareness. Where do they stand? How they, you know, perceive life, how they perceive the other emotions in their life. And that kind of gives me a strong glimpse into their relationships as well. And if they are ready to accept their emotions, if they are ready to be vulnerable, to be raw and be honest, then anything can be healed. But if they continue to escape their truth, if they continue to escape their own emotion, then we have a trouble.
Oh, boy. And so, all right, now you're sitting with a couple or whomever. You know, it's a relationship issue, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you start? In other words, you have this beautiful repertoire of meditation and transformative methodologies. What do you actually use? What's in your bag?
Okay, the first thing that I'll start with has to be self-love. I got to see how much they vibrate on the self-love level. If there's no self-love, if there's no self-trust, then there's going to be challenge. And I make them meditate. Before they talk, before we do any conversation, they have to meditate. Because if they don't meditate, then they're still unconscious, then they're still conditioned, then they're still looking life, you know, through their past fears, past abuse, past experiences. I got to bring them in the present moment. To bring them in the present moment, I have to make them meditate. And that's what we start with. I make them meditate. And the biggest question that we ask in meditation is, what do I want? That's the question we focus on in pretty much most of these meditations. That this kind of centers them. And the question is very powerful. What do I want? Because what you want may not be what you need. And they got to
interesting,
understand it.
Interesting. I love the differentiator between want and need. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What kind of meditation?
So this meditation, basically, I encourage people to first of all relax yourself. You know, take a few deep breaths, inhale your breath, exhale your breath, and then gently bring your awareness on your heart. Heart center is the center of love, openness, relationships. And while you connect with your heart, you got to think less and feel more. And secondly, listen to every heartbeat, because, you know, we have a tendency to always guide our heart, always tell our heart what to do, what not to do. but we don't listen to our heart. Heart may have its own messages. So, you know, give few moments to listen to your heart. And then when you finally start to listen, then you ask yourself, what do I want? And don't feel the need to reject or accept any answer. You just got to listen. You just got to be a mindful observer. Because I think majority of the problems that happen in relationships is because we don't listen. We always want to talk. We don't want to listen. We don't want to accept our own emotions. You know, the emotion of ego, anger, greed, desire. We don't accept these emotions. We escape these emotions. We fight these emotions. And they come out in ugly ways. And that's what causes a lot of trouble in relationships.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's really starting with self-love, self-compassion. All right, what else do you work with? Let's just say we've done the meditation. What's something else that you do then after that?
Okay, so once the meditation is done, then the next step has to be we got to make them talk. We got to make them accept their emotions. It's self-love, self-trust, and self-acceptance. These three things are the next series, and they may not be open to any of these things. And my job is to really help them to get in touch with their emotions, to get in touch with their strength. A lot of people feel broken in their relationships. They lose their sense of accomplishment. They lose the sense of their worthiness. And I got to bring them to the present moment where they feel connected with their strength. And the strength can only happen when they are in touch with their emotions, their compassion. So I got to make them talk. I got to help them to drop their insecurities, drop all the inner fears. And this happens through, obviously, a lot of talking, but I give them a practical meditation plan, which they got to do. And the couple has to keep the communication open. Without open communication, things are not going to improve. And also, I think, Pam, very important and harsh truth is not every relationship has to, you know, find the glory of love. There are relationships which just does not, you know, they're not meant to happen. And they also got to accept that. That's another side of my work. You know, 7 out of 10 relationships may work, but 3 may not work at all. And I got to break the harsh news that this is not going to work, but you don't have to end it in an ugly way. It can end, it can conclude in a lovely way also.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, what's really interesting is, you know, your frankness about that. You know, it's got to be painful when someone finds out something is just not going to work at all. And, but you know something, there's a reality blast too. Sometimes things don't work. So when 7 out of 10 actually do, you know, really at the end of the day, it's like anything in life, you have to do some work here. And
absolutely,
the work that most people, I think that you've intonated here, most people aren't used to doing inner work. They're not used to doing self-work. They can do external work. They could chop wood. They could build a house. They could do that type of thing. But sitting down and actually, like you said, knowing your own feelings and emotions is pretty amazing. And it's hard work. As one of my patients once told me when I was leading them through something quite similar, they said, heck, I could get a PhD 10 times over for the amount of work this has taken me. This is killing me, you know, because it's a lot of, but at the end of the day, it's very rewarding. I want to make sure everyone knows that we're talking to Chandrish Barjwa, who is the author of the new book, Break the Norms, Questioning Everything You Think You Know About God and Truth, Life and Death, Love and Sex. Please go to his website, which is C as in Charlie, B as in Boy, Meditate, cbmeditates.com, and run and get this book. This is a fabulous, fabulous way to be able to start looking at how to heal and nurture relationships. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Listen, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because we got so much to say. What can I say? And if you got a question, please email us at askher@radiomd.com. Please stay well.